to a certain extent, though, it didn't really need to be fancy either, though, just because all you really need for at least the Yogis, you need a body and you need the parasitic elements and the driven elements. And probably the reflector, too, but I think the reflector is technically a parasitic element. Either way, that you could do that if you wanted to, for example, with a piece of wood that's from the garage that you just cut down to a long enough or short enough size and light enough that you can actually hold it in your own hand like you would be able to with a 3D printed part.
Yeah, that would work too. You know, some of the antennas that you like, what you're saying, hold it in your hand is, if you look around, I think in some of the ARL, like magazines or antenna books or so, they, one of them some years ago, where they had a backpack, they call it like a backpack quad, where you could go and then you could, they had pieces of PVC, I think it was, you put it, or wood, but I think PVC, because you could, you know, take it apart, put it together, relatively easy. And then, you know, string these little wires up on it. If you're backpacking, pull it out and spin it around. So that might be an option for you.